JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Welcome to the program. Today we'll look at some water conservation measures. And later in our glimpses of Jamaica, we zoom in on an old-time cooking tip. Stay with us. Jamaica is currently facing a water shortage issue due to the less than average rainfall being experienced. We are therefore encouraged to do what we can to preserve the little we have. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill shares some water conservation tips that we can practice in our homes round about Jamaica.
Turn off all the taps when not in use. Refrain from washing your cars with a running hose or watering your lawns while supplies are low. Fix leaks around the home.
You can also reuse and recycle water around the house when practical. Where possible, install water-saving technology for the home, which includes low-flow showerheads, low-flush toilets, composting toilets, and waterless urinals, as well as faucet aerators, which break water flow into fine droplets. And in light of a shortage of water, Minister Pickersgill says water is being trucked to most affected communities through the Rapid Response Program.
We will be making available 2 8,000-gallon trucks from the Rapid Response Unit to truck water to persons in Clarendon. In South St. Elizabeth, in addition to allocation of funds for the trucking of water, we will also be dispatching 3 8,000-gallon trucks for the trucking of water.
Let's all do what we can in our own little corner by practicing water conservation measures.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us that my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. Me call customer service right now, cause this no right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
One feature of Vision 2030 is that citizens should work to preserve and protect the Jamaican culture, as well as develop its power to change the society for the better. Citizens are being encouraged to take special care to develop the potential of the nation's children and youth, ensuring all have equal access to opportunities the society provides. And here is our glimpse of Jamaica.
One of my glimpses of Jamaica is using sugar as browning. Back in the days, we used to burn the sugar and add water to it. It gives us a nice, rich black color, and it looks very much like the browning that we use these days. We were very creative back then, and our meat used to be very brown and pretty.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, continue to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.